Hi, this one's called Children, and it's just a quick audio comment from something I'm following on Twitter, and something Red Mum has said, and I tend to agree with her. The radio is discussing, that's the national broadcaster Radio 1, somebody said that they know somebody who isn't going to start a family because they can't afford to in the economic crisis. And Red Mum commented that there's been many people in the last 10 years who couldn't start a family due to the cost of it all. My point is maybe controversial, but maybe it isn't, depending on your viewpoint. I wouldn't decide to start a family based on the economics of it all. Even if that looked like being fiscally prudent to do so, you'd use other barometers of deciding family size and whether to have one at all or not. A bit late for me, but there you go. Late because I already have one. But the reason why I wouldn't, if you go down the road of deciding I'll have a family because I can afford to, and then the crisis hits, and now you can't afford to. Does that mean you offload some family because you can't afford them anymore? A family, children, is not a commodity or something that can purely be decided economically. Economics comes into it, but it doesn't take pride of place in decision making. That's my point in a nutshell. I couldn't put that in 140 characters, sending it to the internet as an audio blog.